Hello, it's Ursula here with a quick ad for my new ebook, The Soul Midwife. It's a Victorian Gothic novel ideal for a bit of escapism. As a listener to this podcast, you can use the code HypnoSOS50 for a 50% discount on the cover price. You can also find all this information in the episode notes. Thanks so much for listening, and now back to the podcast. Oneness combined. The Creator and the Full Moon. Mother writes, "Take liberal heart when the sky fills at night, satanic spew, and the fiery earth taught you man is not to fly. Silence the skies and listen to your heart, for the black swans are the first to depart." It's time for your final ritual. Wait until night falls within the 7 days of the full moon. Pick the clearest night you can. Go out into the garden or the fields, or open the windows wide. It is time to draw down the moon and invoke her power to surround you and become an integral part of your magic. With this, she will become a window to the source. With bare feet grounding you, bathe in the light of the full moon. Raise your arms and allow her light to pour through your body. Welcome her into your life wordlessly, for she understands your request. Thank her for sharing her power with you, and feel her respond to you. When you have completed all you wish to do here, lower your arms and return indoors. Understand that with this final ritual, you are freeing yourself from false constraints and allowing all that is super within the natural to become part of your life. Perhaps you still have doubts, suspicions maybe, questions most certainly, and that's fine, I wouldn't blame you. It took a lot of pain and convincing for me to get to the stage of writing this book, and even more agonizing before deciding to publish. One of the results of opening your mind up to the possibilities of a new form of reality is that you often seem to have more questions than answers. It doesn't matter. As in formulating the question, you set in motion a train of events that cross the barrier between inner and outer reality, and the answers will come. They are not always in the form which you initially expected, nor will you always like the answer. But now you are able to sense the answers and you are open to choice. For some, the choice is to change nothing. That they are then no longer able to trick themselves like the fool into believing that they have no options, that they are helpless prisoners of events. Doing nothing becomes a conscious decision when you have experienced contact with the source, and you will then recognize that to do nothing is your decision. Your inaction itself becomes an active choice. For most who come into contact with the source, there is little choice but to change. Small steps at first, gradually accumulating into amazing change. You have the power to be amazing, truly amazing, and the opportunity to make a genuine and absolute difference to the world around you. Just imagine how you're feeling now, and multiply that by the number of people who have read or are listening to this story around the world. Imagine the magic being passed along the weird web and becoming a living entity, a force for good. Yours is now a Bayesian brain. And you can, and will, harness the free energy within and make form and structure from the uncertainty around you. We truly live in interesting times, dramatic times. Time when the shift from west to the east took the pendulum back. Time when we were paralyzed by a virus. Time when the world stopped and the potential for change was really, really visible. But did we? Some people did. That change is inevitable. So do not underestimate the knowledge and understanding of the moon by the Eastern cultures. Look at financial trades, lunar cycles, and know that in the East, there is already an awareness of the power of Sister Moon. And yes, one could always argue that belief in the moon phases creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. But ultimately, does it matter which came first, the moon's pull or the belief? The result is the same. In the West, we flood our night sky with light and hide Sister Moon and the stars in a fog of our own apparent capabilities. Man hid the power of an anima magic from sight and convinced himself that, in all his cleverness, he no longer needed her. Yeah, COVID was an interesting time for all of us. We had allowed ourselves to forget that she was out there, pulling at our emotions, creating space and time for magical events, ready and willing to be harnessed for the benefit of Mother Earth and for all her children. Man took the power of numbers from the moon and molded them into profit, turning the 33 ratios into a sacred text. The sky is still seen, read, and understood in the stillness of the East. Respect for Mother Moon is strong. She responds in kind. But it is time to look out into the night sky. It is time to see how small you are. It is time to recognize how connected we all are. All of us, and respond in kind. For just because Mother Moon has been hidden from sight by the false light of our civilization, it does not mean her power is diminished. Far from it. Her power is there for all of those who choose to observe, and Mother Moon can be read in many different ways. She can be read as a sequence in time. She can be read from the events which change in response to her on this earth. She can be read in the power of numbers who believe in her and behave in kind. She can be read as numbers, numbers of power, hidden meaning. And so it is with any book of power. Each can be read in a number of ways. Whether it's Alice in Wonderland, the texts of Kabbalah, books about trees, many, many more. And it's up to you, the listener, what you choose to see within them, what patterns you recognize. You bring the magic to the words, to the books. You bring your ability to find meaning for yourself where others would find none. If you wanted to, you could read these words as a book and as numbers. You might notice there are seven trances and know that seven is a fundamental number of the manifest universe and the number which signifies the study of magic. You might read the ogham that's in the book so the trees will shade each chapter with their meanings. Read it in acrostics. Read it in the coming and goings of the tide. If you think I have got the numbers of the trances wrong, read again. That is, if you choose to read. If you listen you can still feel it. Read the trances and notice if you counted eight. You counted death in your total. Death counts as a zero. A zero without which the other numbers do not function. It's fine if you're not following anything I'm saying. It's fine. Just pick what you want from my words. You will anyway. There are myriad paths to the source, and it doesn't matter which one you choose. Bring to these words your own power, your knowledge, your magic, your interpretations. Make of it what you can, and you will. Choice will always be yours. And even if you try to ignore her, Sister Moon influences you as a child of Mother Earth. A child of nature. Whether you tread concrete pavements all your life or you work in the fields, Sister Moon influences you, and now you can take control of this influence and become not just natural, but supernatural. It's time to take all you have learnt, all you have felt, and all which you would like to believe, but perhaps do not yet dare to demand, and step off the well-trodden path and create a new one. This is not just an interesting time in which we live, but an extraordinary magical one. We are entering an era of spiritual awakening. A genuine awareness of nature, a critical awareness of nature, as her power bursts around us in the floods, in the storms, in the temperature. She's telling us it's time to do something. And we must acknowledge our role in the care of Mother. Mother Earth. A time when the Earth is reminding us of her strength and her fury. It's time when all of the petty dealings of man are thrown into turmoil by nature, by the droughts and the floods, by the volcanoes and the earthquakes. A lot's happening out there. We no longer have a choice but to listen and take action. I quote here from John Peterson, founder of the Arlington Institute, when he says we are at the start of mega changes. The collapse of the banking system, the end of fossil fuels as viable sources of energy, serious climate changes, and more. Our world is changing, and it is time to become active in the changes that you want to see happening. Not just accept the repercussions of current events. In the same way that Eliot's wave principle demonstrated that prices in financial markets swing in response to mood, so does the capacity for an individual to influence changes around them. Believe in what you are attempting to do, and you will influence the mood and feelings of others around you. This is true magic. This is what it means to be connected to the source, to have an understanding of your own power to make remarkable change happen. Above all, I'm trying to tell you that the experience which you're having when you listen to these words belongs to you. You can't share it, but you can pass on its effects. Your uniqueness is now part of the pattern of change. You will change the words of this and give it power way beyond my knowledge and dreams. And with that, I fulfill my obligation to her, another mother, Mother Shipton, to put her words out there and to give them freedom to transform. So, at the end of my journey, I went back to my wardrobe and took out the Vivian Westwood suit. It no longer seemed so stiff and formal. It felt like an old rag doll with not enough stuffing. It wasn't alive anymore. I no longer needed it. So I went home to France and carried it out into the garden. And from there I followed the path into the wood. I waited quietly until the only light was the moon, and looking up, saw the brightest, fullest moon caught in the branches of a nearby oak tree. I gathered fallen twigs, imbued with all my fears and doubts about the future, and I made a pyre, and I lit it. Poor Revenant. She lived. She fought. She died. This was a funeral pyre for the Valkyrie I used to be. It was a habit I wore and lived. But for me, no more would I have to decide who lived and died in battle. The war was over, and it was time for peace. And for the vulva in me to rise from the phoenix flame. I folded the Vivian Westwood reverentially and placed it onto the flame and watched the last remnant of my old life burn away. I stayed until every scrap of cloth burnt in the many-hued flame. I stayed until the fire burnt to ashes, and when the morning came, I went back to the wood and swept the ashes out into the river. One brief season later, and I returned to the spot and found a tiny elder shoot showing me that she had been exorcised from my life. The elder took root to give me the healing I needed. I've spent a lot of time in that wood since then. It feeds me and welcomes me. It gives me connection with the earth. I love it in there in a way she would never have understood. Her high heels would have sunk into the mud. She needed concrete under her feet and in her mind. I need the earth and her abstractions. Life is good now. And for me, the journey continues. But why keep on travelling? Surely the journey's over. The fact of the matter is that when you become part of the source and you fill your days with magic, you understand that standing still is not an option and that the only way to stay poised and in balance is to move forward. It's like riding a bike. You cannot freeze time, and you must not try to freeze magic by attempting to freeze your life in moments of bliss. Move on. Appreciate yourself and the moments you've lived through. Cherish your soul. Who cares what other people think about you? If you know that you are whole and connected, I don't care about other people's thoughts anymore. I do care about their feelings, and that is enough. It took a long time. Too long. I also know I'm still a work in progress. I can now cheer when other people thrive. I can now celebrate myself and my achievements in a way alien to the other me. Life is extraordinary. It is precious. It is wonderful and full of wonder. It is far too precious to waste in front of a TV screen or a computer screen or your phone. Too precious to wait for others to tell you what to think and feel. Too precious to spend it with people who do not nourish you or in a space which saddens you. The prison door is open. Walk through it. Be free. Be magical. You are now nearing the end of the journey. This part of it, at least. From now on, you will make your way on your own. But this time you are no longer alone. You have your guide, and you now know that there are others on the path. It is up to you if you choose to make contact with them or not. Some people prefer to travel a solitary path. Others want to meet up with like-minded souls and travel together. Now you have the time and space, I want to ask you a question. The question is, how did you listen to this? I mean, literally, as a metaphor or allegory for our times, as a paradigm, as a piece of literature, as a work of magical realism, as a therapeutic journey? I don't know. However you read it, I know you'll want to ask a question of me. You want to know if it's true. Did I get everything I wanted? That's what everyone wants to know, because if I did, what now? Excellent question, dear listener, and I will answer you as fully as I can. I can tell you, it's true, all of it. Every word you have heard, on every level. For me, that is, these words are a chronicle. My experiences through my senses alone. You see, your experience of these words and the events that lead from it may be events which you experience on one, or some, or all of the levels that I've described. I wish I could experience them with you, but the story now is yours alone. I got everything that I wanted, and then more. My revelation was that most of it that I thought I wanted did not matter to me in the way that I thought it would. That is to say, what mattered in the end was people and love and connections. It wasn't about what I wanted, as much about what I wanted to give. What mattered in the end was doing what I knew to be right, and not listening to others who told me different things. Through this process, I discovered who I truly could be, and I learnt to respect and love this person. Yes, it is all true. I can also tell you that there will be moments for you, and this I do know, when you allow yourself to be suspended and supported within the source, you will truly experience magic on every level. There will be a chord struck in the universe, a blissful harmonic will occur, and everything comes together in that moment. It did for me. It still does. The feeling is almost impossible to describe and unattainable if you try too hard. It just happens, and you become part of something much greater than yourself. It's like being newborn and ancient simultaneously, existing absolutely in the moment and yet aware of eons gone by and time still to come. It's like being completely alone in a crowd of people. It's like hearing colours when in the past you could only see them. In these moments, I am truly alive, as you will be. As you now can allow yourself to be. It is time to live within the source and to make happen the magic all around you. The moments of bliss become woven together in harmony with the reality around and within each of us. These threads then form into a rich carpet, complete with flaws, so we can appreciate that which is truly perfect. There is one final trance for you to experience. This time there is no counting, no steps, no inner landscape. This is because the final trance is the one which you are now living and breathing and will continue to live as long as you keep yourself connected to the source. This is true entrancement. By completing your journey to the source, you are now the creator of your future. You have become the source of your own magic. This final trance state is one of a rich connection with your inner and outer self, one in which you can no longer trick or fool yourself out of success as you used to do. This is the trance of life. From this point in time, you can control your destiny in a very real way. Each day when you wake to the light and choose to spend time in the dream time, no matter how short that time may be, you are reinforcing your personal magic, just as when you go to sleep at night and filter out the events and emotions of the day, you are creating a magical state which then enters your dreams. You are connected with yourself and now with the source of that magic itself. It is within you. It is all around and without you. There is no need for a ritual here. You are breathing the source of magic. You are at one with the source. Feel it in the beat of your heart. Understand it now. You are at one with the source. Take a moment now and look back to who you were when you started listening. I truly hope you found your way to the source and become a creature of the supernatural, a magical individual, someone who makes things happen. There is more to life even than you have dreamed of, and more of us dreaming new lives than you can possibly know. You can and will look back into the past and forward to your future. The past no longer belongs to you, but the future is yours now. You have the tools and the knowledge to live every moment of your life from within the source of magic and to feed your own magic and the magic of others. You are free now to become part of the dream and make changes happen. They will be small at first, but then by connecting with others and expanding your magic further into the world around you, you can and you will make amazing change occur. You don't need to believe in magic now. All you need to do is to believe in yourself and own it. You are one with the source. Stand within the source and shine your light on poverty and hate, war and discrimination. Be the change and strike a chord around your world that will join with all the others singing out in harmony for peace, for love, for justice. For my part, I thank you. I thank you for meeting me halfway. I thank you for coming on this journey. I thank you for continuing to listen. Now go out there and live life on Mother Earth and under Sister Moon. You are one with the source and are no longer alone. Your journey onward is now all about you and your future. From now on, you write the words. You've already started, remember. From now on, you choose the words of power that go into your special book. You may write poems, simple inspirational phrases, or place images in there. You can put down your thoughts and your plans and your dreams. You can draw, you can write. I use my book to drill down into words and find deeper magic when I need a sign. And within the source, I find the following. S for stability. O for ownership. U for understanding. R for righteousness. C for courage. And E for empathy. And each time I revisit the word, I find other words in there and within these letters, words to inspire me and support me through whatever is happening in my life. From now on, you will decide the contents of your special book and how you choose to use your knowledge. You make the magic. You have your own book of light and shadows. This is your recipe book. This is your guidebook. It can be whatever you need it to be whenever you open it. So from now on, you are the author of your book, the architect of your future, the creator of your life. From this time forward, the rites and rituals are all yours to choose, and you'll do them where and when you want to do them. The only boundary for you now is to remember to work within the lunar cycles to allow Mother Moon to amplify your work. The dark moon for understanding, the waxing for preparation, full moon for fruition, waning moon for letting go. Working within these cycles will give you structure and help you rein in the chaos and find your own structure within. You have found new chaos magic, not chaos magic of groups and shifting realities, but the new chaos of creating your reality on a higher plane, that of your inner reality. As in the Hermetic texts, as above, so below. By creating order above in what was the chaos of your inner reality, and defining its parameters in the dream time so you manifest this reality below in your daily waking life. You don't need to understand it all. You don't need to study more. You just need to take from this that which works for you. Your journey this far was made up of patterns and rituals, punctuation points of rites and connections with the source through trance. With all of these, you've created a new chaos, one in which you can see the patterns and through which you will live the magic. No need to think. All those coincidences, all those people, all those events, most of them are happening now because you are making them happen and you are ready to believe in them. You are finding the patterns that were already there. And you are ready now to use these patterns to make magic a real part of your life. The signs and the wonders are all around you. You have fine-tuned your senses to recognize them for what they are. See the supernatural in what is natural and is already here around you. Remember that the world about you is not a mechanical device. It is no brass polished orrery on the desk of an omnipotent creator, nor are we. Unpredictability is hardwired into change, so allow the unpredictable to happen. You cannot control how something happens, but you can create the moment that starts, that initiates the magic. It is perhaps not the wing of a butterfly, but that of a moth, Mother Shipton's moth, that flaps a wing and starts the magic that crosses continents. Humans are so wonderfully unpredictable and strange, and you cannot predict the outcome of an event with any real sense of accuracy. You can only surmise how it might be. Put the wish out there, but there is a deep and unexpected link between nature's ability to self-organize and the butterfly effect, the effect of small changes. There is pattern and structure within order and chaos, and each action we take feeds itself back into effect without us even realizing it. By making magic happen, by sensing it and sharing it with others, it feeds back to your awareness of the source and your ability to do even more magical things. Like Mandelbrot's fractals, there is replication of the patterns at even smaller and smaller levels. So you start to notice them, to identify the patterns. You start to recognize the embedded magic within what you do and the larger scale as it spreads out around you. Seemingly random, the replication is identical and infinite. Pattern formation is woven into the very fabric of this universe. Its name is magic. And it all comes from and returns to the source. So thank you. Thank you for traveling with me. You are now the guide, as well as the traveler. And you can use this knowledge for betterment, for success, for life. You are now the source of your own magic. Remember, share the knowledge, and live magically. Once again, thank you. See you around the source. Now, the thing is, I didn't intend to record an epilogue, but I suppose it's only fair to tell you that these words, the words you've been listening to, the words that became the book, the source, the manual of everyday magic, and got published all around the world and in many different languages, is now 15 years old. Yeah. It's been a long time. And what's happened in those 15 years? I can tell you something for nothing. A lot. Often unexpected. Different directions. Different events. Different countries. But I stayed connected. The source was my strength. Some quite tough things happened too. 7 members of my close family died. It was tough. There was a lot going on. And yet through all of it, I knew who I was. Not what I wanted to be. Sometimes I had to choose to behave as a kinder, nicer person, because I didn't feel the universe was being particularly kind or nice. But I put it out there, and now I'm surrounded by wonderful people, kind people. Bonkers, batshit, some of them, but they make me happy. And I make myself happy. I dress as I want to. I live as I wish to. I've just celebrated my 60th birthday in exactly the way that I wanted to. And I can give out kindness every single day without waiting for payback. And it's incredibly liberating. And the journey continues. Who knows where it will go? But what I do know is that my life now consists of small acts of kindness to myself and to others. And I grow stronger. Thank you. And this really is the end. The end of my story, at least. Enjoy yours.
Times when we are being